Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, April 23rd. In a new software update, Tesla claims Model 3 has a 3x improvement in thermal endurance for the Model S and X performance vehicles. In an email to Model S and X performance owners, Tesla writes, quote, "You ask for it. With our latest over-the-air software update to Model S performance, we improved 0 to 60 acceleration to 2.3 seconds and quarter mile time to 10.4 seconds. Go for more back-to-back runs with improved thermal endurance and activate launch mode with the press of the pedals. Launch mode's new cheetah stance lowers the front axle and adjusts damping before entry for better traction and faster acceleration off the line." Now, the automaker doesn't go into detail about how it achieved the improvements in thermal endurance. Over the last couple of days, Tesla's stock price was up almost 80% year-to-date, while Ford and GM are down over 45 and 40%. Toyota, the world's most valuable automaker, is down 15% year-to-date. Investors and analysts are trying to understand what is happening, and many of them think Tesla will come out over the current crisis stronger than any other automaker. Morgan Stanley auto analyst Adam Jones and his team wrote a new note yesterday saying, quote, "In what is shaping up to be an extraordinarily challenging year for the global auto industry, many investors are comparing the resiliency and attractiveness of traditional auto OEMs versus Tesla in a new light." Volvo's Polestar announced today the formal pricing of its first pure electric car, the 2021 Polestar 2. The performance-oriented fastback has an MSRP of $59,900 in the United States. Destination charges will send the entry price of the Polestar 2 above $60,000. Polestar also announced the price of add-on options. The performance pack is an additional $5,000, the Nappa leather interior $4,000, 20-inch alloy wheels at $1,200, and metallic paint colors at another $1,200. The Polestar 2 qualifies for the federal $7,500 tax credit, as well as attractive state rebates. The sedan provides 408 horsepower and 487 pound-feet of torque in an all-wheel drive configuration. Its 78 kilowatt-hour battery pack is optimistically expected to offer an estimated 275 miles of range. Deliveries to U.S. reservation holders are expected to start in the summer of 2020. Ford is unveiling the electric Mustang Cobra Jet 1400. A one-off performance electric vehicle that they believe will crush the quarter-mile time in just 8 seconds. Ford wrote about the vehicle in a press release today, saying, quote, "The battery-powered Mustang Cobra Jet 1400 prototype is purpose-built and projected to deliver over 1,400 horsepower and over 1,100 feet-pounds of instant torque to demonstrate the capabilities of an electric powertrain in one of the most demanding race environments." Now here is a brief audio teaser of all that power packed in one place. The economic downturn due to the pandemic is causing automakers to delay launches and slash R&D budgets. Volvo CEO Håkan Samuelsson said that his company, like others, is searching for where to cut. But expenses related to the company's efforts on electric vehicles, as well as self-driving tech, will not be touched. Samuelsson told Automotive News Europe, quote, "Electrification, autonomous driving, and our future technology developments are an absolute priority. Any changes there would jeopardize our strategy, so they will be really safeguarded." Now, Volvo plans to launch an all-electric car every year for the next 5 years. By 2025, Volvo wants all electric vehicles to represent 50% of its global sales. Speaking of global EV sales, for what amounts to $9,778, there is an all-electric crossover capable of 150 miles of range. And as you can imagine, the new Maple 30X from Fengsheng Automotive is only available in China. The small crossover Maple 30X went into production earlier this year, and the automaker says that it is currently ready for customer delivery. Speaking of China, China announced today that it cut subsidies for electric cars by 10% this year, followed by further reductions in the next 2 years. The reduced subsidies are now only available to passenger cars costing less than 300,000 yuan or $42,400. This is expected to influence high-dollar EVs such as Tesla, BMW, and Daimler. EV subsidies before the cut reduced the purchase price of an electric vehicle by about $3,500. Sales taxes are also exempt. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, according to the Edison Electric Institute Trade Group, U.S. electricity demand is the lowest for a week since May of 2013. It fell to 64,061 gigawatt hours during the week that ended in April 18th, which is down 4.2% from the same week in 2019. Germany's photovoltaic plants produced 32.227 gigawatts on Monday, which is 40% of the country's power, and that beats the country's previous record set on March 23rd. Likewise, the United Kingdom broke its solar record on Monday at 9.68 gigawatts. The previous record was 9.55 in May of 2019. The records are commonly broke during the spring due to sunny conditions and cool temperatures. However, this year it is more significant due to lockdowns causing a lack of pollution. 8 Minute Solar Energy, the largest privately held developer of solar photovoltaics and storage projects in the U.S., added 3 gigawatts of large-scale solar projects to its development pipeline in April for a total of over 18 gigawatts. 8 Minute was the first company to beat the cost of fossil fuel with solar photovoltaics. In late 2019, it received approval for the Enlin Solar and Storage Center, north of Los Angeles, the lowest-cost solar and energy storage project in the U.S. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Juiced Bike CEO Tora Harris recently traveled to China to document the upcoming Hyper Scorpion electric bike and show off its performance. Enduring 2 weeks of prison-like hotel quarantine, Harris went to work testing the updates to the anticipated electric bike with long hill climbs on unpopulated streets. The Scorpion features a 1,000-watt continuous hub motor, dual suspension, a large headlight, and is advertised with a range of over 75 miles. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.